I'd been to Wembley in the May, and to go into a big factory and, you know, to meet other fans that had been there, it was just, that was just that sort of place, because there was a lot of ex-Coventry City football players that worked there. So everyone looked out for each other, and yeah, it was a family, and a big happy family. We'd heard rumours for years and years, you know, oh, your place is closing down, and we went in to work and we were just given letters. It just said at the bottom, the assembly shop will be closing. Yeah, you could handle a redundancy, but not just to close the whole plant. Mm. Yeah, there was no pre-warning. It was just, this is it.
And what was that like?
It's horrible. You all thought you're going to be there, you know, for life sort of thing. You know, business was booming at the time and we were the most productive plant out of the plants that ADCO had had. I think they sent us home on the day and you had to go back in the next day and just try and do your job. I panicked at first because it never happened to me before. Other people might have, but I hadn't. It's just, it wasn't nice. You don't know what to do because I was getting married in a year's time. A good mate of mine took me to one side and just says, look, don't do anything daft, just carry on, come to work, go for your interviews, but it's not your fault at the end of the day. It's someone else has made the decision to close the company.
After 56 years and more than 3 million tractors, the last Massey Ferguson rolled off the production line at the Banner Lane factory in Coventry today.
I think everyone was just glad it was over, if that's the right thing to say. Yeah, because it was Christmas Eve as well. It was just, come on, let's just get out of the way and enjoy Christmas and we'll see what the new year brings. That's the way I personally felt. A lot of good's come out of it for me personally. Well, I left Massey's in the May 2003. Then I went to Terex for 5 years. Unfortunately, again, they had a big redundancy, but I survived all that. They went down to a 2 or 3 day week. Then I moved on to another job, and currently now I'm at Cummins Daventry building engines. So some good has come out of it. And now it's happened 2 or 3 times, and you get used to it. It's the way of the world now. But I do fear, you know, for not just my job, but the city as a whole. It's lost everything. You look at the Jag's gone. All our big industries that this city was proud to have, we've got nothing. We don't produce anything like we used to. It should still be there today, to be honest with you. Just that other people had other ideas.